Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Pat Boyle in for Sal Licata right here on The Fan. You know the phone number, 877-337-6666. Going until 5 a.m., Al and Jerry got you with the warm-up show then. And whether you're listening, by the way, on 101.9 FM or the free Odyssey app, where you can listen across the globe anytime, rewind 24 hours, the whole jazz. You can also hit me on Twitter at PatBoyle44. And I repeat again, what a golden opportunity the Giants had in front of them last night at home in prime time to go to 3-0 against Cooper Rush, who might be a little bit better than we thought he was. He might not be awful, but against a backup quarterback and a Cowboys team that was missing several weapons. And they let that opportunity slip right through their hands. Right through the hands. Just like Kenny Golladay. It's right through the hands. Just like that ball slips right through his hands at the end of the game. The opportunity for the Giants to start 3-0, which you never thought was going to be possible, slips right through their hands. And that game last night, as well as they played in the first two games, as good and as feel good as you felt about them in the first two games under Brian Daboll and Wink Martindale, this looked like the Giants of last year, of 2 years ago, of 3 years ago, of 4 years ago. A winnable game at home where the crowd is rocking with the whiteout and you lose to a backup quarterback. It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. We're going to talk about the offensive line because, my goodness. I mean, it's looked as bad as it has in the years past. We'll talk about the offensive line. We'll talk about the injured players right now. We'll talk about Shepard. He's most likely done for the year now. So there's another receiver that's on the shelf. But when you look at this game, between the lines, when you look at it at a black and white standpoint, the Giants were at home against a backup quarterback, and you let the opportunity slip right through the hands. And now, I didn't think going into the season the Giants had a shot in hell at the playoffs, but after two games, they absolutely did. And now, that one loss, this first loss of the season, I don't care if it's the first loss, the Giants season is probably, again, where we thought it was going to be going into the year. They are not a playoff team. You can basically discount any chance of them making the playoffs after last night. You wanted to be a playoff team. You wanted to surprise and stun everybody. This is a game last night at home you got to win. And they failed to do it. They're not a playoff team. They're not going to be a playoff team. Especially in a division that looked like there was a chance for the team that finishes second in the standings to get in. Because at this point, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to run away with the division. And they're a legit contender to make the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts has looked unbelievable. He has taken an incredible leap forward in the passing game. A.J. Brown is everything they thought he would be. The defense is incredible. The Eagles are a runaway train with that NFC East. But once Dak Prescott went down in week one, and the Giants are 1-0, and then they go to 2-0, and Giants fans are saying, holy crap, don't say it. Don't say it. Could this team, could they start 4-0? Well, you looked about 1 week too far ahead. You looked a week too far ahead. Because that's a game that Vegas thought with the Giants could have won. Vegas thought was even. Giants were what, a 1-point favorite? You're at home. Cowboys offense has done absolutely nothing through 2 weeks. They've relied entirely on their defense. And the Giants, after 2 weeks, you're thinking, okay, not only 4-0, but the playoffs? I mean, we're talking about playoffs. Don't talk about them anymore. Don't talk about them anymore with this team. They're not a playoff team. And, well, the first 2 weeks of the season, great? Hell yeah. Was it defensive, gritty, winning on the margins, ballsy head coaching decisions from Brian Daboll, excellent defensive schemes and game plans from Wink Martindale? Absolutely. But basically all that went out the window with this loss last night. And it's a game, again, that was won at the margins. Not being able to block on a field goal with a kicker that doesn't miss anything. The only way he misses is as if the kick gets blocked. And sure enough, that's what happened last night. So not being able to block, letting guys blow right through on a field goal. Drop passes once again. Not being able to block my dead grandma from getting to the quarterback. And allowing a backup quarterback in Cooper Rush all the time in the world in the pocket back there to pick apart a Giants secondary that not only stinks, one, had to cut their best corner in James Bradbury, two, and then three is playing with third and fourth string corners aside of Adoree Jackson. And also is missing Leonard Williams, one of the best pass rushers. Probably the second best pass rusher on the team now. I would say Azeez Ojulari is legitimately the best pass rusher. He made his debut last night. He had a good game, but what did you expect in his first contest? So all those things combined, this game was easily winnable. It was right in front of them at home, had a chance to get it done. And now you reset the clock on the Giants season because they're not a playoff team. And if you're looking ahead to Sunday and thinking, all right, let's get right back on track. Let's get a win. Let's beat the Chicago Bears at home. Three straight home games. It's going to be five straight home games. Well, not really. The one they're playing Green Bay is in London. So, centrally outside of that neutral one, four straight home games, I wouldn't look past the Chicago Bears. They can't even complete passes. Justin Fields has 23 completed passes on this season, and yet the Chicago Bears have found a way to get themselves off to a good start and off to a 2-1 record. I don't think that's going to be a winnable game. That is going to be another game that is like 19-17, 21-18. It's probably going to be a field goal game, and if they play the way they did last night, you go from 2-0, feeling exceptional about this team, to 2-2. Next biggest thing. So again, hopefully the Giants can bounce back. Hopefully they can make you feel great about them again on Sunday with a win. That is, once again, I haven't even looked at the look-ahead line. Probably going to be a pick'em. Maybe they're a 2.5-point favorite against Chicago. But a game that's going to be up in the air again. That's the number one thing, though. This game was right in front of them, and you let it slip right through your hands. Just like Kenny Golladay. Pretty emblematic, pretty ironic that one of the last plays of the game, as you're driving down to try to score, that Kenny Golladay, once again, after not playing basically at all last week against Carolina, that he decides to run his mouth and say, oh, you know what, I should be playing more than two snaps. Well, Kenny, you had a golden opportunity to continue a drive down the field, and once again, right through his hands. So, I don't want to hear anything out of Kenny Golladay because he had a chance to prove himself tonight, last night, and did the exact opposite. I mean, the best wide receiver on this team, and now we talk about Shepard basically being done for the season because of the bullcrap turf at MetLife Stadium. I've never seen such a worse stadium, not only in North American professional sports, but right here in our backyard. How many times is a guy just going to be not even running, jogging down the field, pops an ACL, pops an Achilles, because the turf is ridiculous. Oh my goodness. Happens once, happens twice, freak accidents. When it's happening every single year, multiple times. How do you build that stadium in the first place? A gigantic tin can dump wasteland. And on top of it, the turf sucks. And now you lose a guy like Sterling Shepard for the rest of the season, probably again, jogging down the field on the last play of the game. Just jogging. Now he's done. Golladay gets a chance, drops a pass late in the game. Kadarius Toney, I don't know what the deal is with him. If he's hurt, that's one thing. But I saw a play early on the broadcast last night. Daniel Jones scrambling gets, I believe it was Daniel Jones. It might have been Barkley. Either way, somebody from the Giants gets pushed out of bounds right to where Kadarius Toney is standing in his, you know, quote-unquote street clothes, if you will, in his Giants practice attire. And Kadarius Toney, like, jumps out of the way like he's doing hurdles, like he's not hurt at all. And the whole thing with the preseason, we didn't know whether or not he was even going to play for the team. Thought they might cut him. But then he's like, oh, then you know, he shows up to camp, everything's good. Barely playing, apparently he's hurt. We don't know if he's hurt. We don't know if he's not hurt. I don't know if Daboll hates him, Daboll. I don't know if they don't like him. I don't know what the deal is with Kadarius Toney, but the guy is legitimately the most talented player on this entire team, and he barely sees the field. 7 snaps in week 1. 26 snaps in week 2. He has touched the ball 4 times. And apparently he's hurt. Which, I'm going to be honest, I don't buy. I don't buy it. And Brian Daboll, not his guy. He inherited him. But at the same time, you got to use him because he's the most talented receiver you have. The number one weapon right now for the Giants outside of Saquon Barkley is Richie James. That is a problem. I don't buy that Kadarius Toney is actually as hurt as the Giants want us to think he is. Get his ass in the game plan and get him the ball. Because if I have to watch another week of the Giants putting up 16 points, I'm going to lose my mind. As bad as this team is on paper, as much as Dave Gettleman left them in cap hell, as limited as this offense is, as mediocre of a quarterback that Daniel Jones is, as inconsistent as he is, this team could have been 3-0 after last night's game. Could have been 3-0. And now you lost another weapon in Sterling Shepard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.